This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's a magical day on the hilltop at the Trim Healthy Podcast. And Pearl's back. I mean, it's been Serene and I.
Yes.
And
before that, just Pearl and you.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope. First?
Yes.
First it was Les and I.
Yes.
Then it was Pearl and I.
There, see?
Then it was Serene and I.
Yes.
And now the...
And we had special guests.
Wow, wow.
Last week we were back together, but we had Esther. But this is the just us three.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I love being with you guys.
I missed you.
I missed us.
I missed you. But I actually have some pod meat.
Get it.
And
Crock-pot
I saved
on.
It for this potty, for when the three of us were back together in the band with...
You've been stewing?
With Leslie Pops and John and Ben.
Carrots? And potatoes?
I've been stewing on this. And it's a story I would like to share with you all about my sister.
Oh.
And the more I thought about it, I got some meat churning in that crock pot.
Mm.
So it's kind of a funny story, and I'm going to make a leap. Like, there's going to be the story about Serene, and then there's going to be an analogy, and then I'm going to bring some things for your life.
Some mineral salt, if you will, sprinkled.
Yeah, we're going to season it up real nice.
Okay.
So when we were together in Mexico, us couples, we went to the pyramids, the ancient pyramids outside Mexico City. The Pimarids. Yes, that's
what
our tour guide
called. You and Serene and your husbands.
Yeah, when we were in Mexico.
That's right. I don't remember being there.
We go once a year and we're couples and we go and it's our
annual
thing.
Is it fun? You guys enjoy it?
We had a guide and he kept on talking about the Pimarids.
I did not know
what he was talking about. We were looking at the pyramids the whole time.
Incredible.
Oh, you pronounced it Pimarids.
Yeah. Pimarids, yes. And sorry about my voice. I've been in a lot of like airplanes and stuff.
She took up smoking. She didn't.
But anyway, so we, on the way, part of this tour was we went to this, what would you call it? It was a place where they...
Restaurant.
Carved gems out of stones and rocks.
Quarry.
Kind of like that. They had cactuses around. Anyway, they had a lot of beautiful jewelry for sale. Part of the whole deal was you're supposed to go by there and buy some on the way, you know?
Okay, yeah.
And we all looked at some. I'm not much of a jewelry person. My husband didn't buy me any, but that's fine. But Serene, we all saw this beautiful, actually, Serene, and how did I know?
I haven't taken it off.
I knew she would be wearing this today because she didn't take it off. Okay, so look at her. I was about to describe it, but she's wearing it. We all looked at this beautiful opal necklace, and it had earrings.
It's Mexican fire opal. It had earrings.
These are actual jewels from the earth.
This is real. Okay. So Serene has never had real jewelry in her life. Have you?
No.
Ever?
Never.
Never. She wears a lot of jewelry, but it's all fake.
That's all fake.
So she looked at it.
And I'm allergic to the fake metal. So I go to Hobby Lobby and just buy the sterling silver little bunk things, like the little hooks. And I go to Walmart, buy all the cheap junk and just hang them on there.
Oh, little custom creation.
It's all cheap junk.
I mean, this looks fantastic.
Yeah. And we all looked at it, all of us. And we said, oh my goodness, that's so Serene because it's just so, can you turn your phone off? You know, so vivid. It was just something about it that
just
spoke
for the
Serene.
Podcast, not for any other
and
reason.
And Serene said, oh, I do love it, but never thought that, because we looked at the price. It was real opals. I mean, it was several hundred dollars. She never had jewelry like that in her life. And we all just looked and said, yeah, that's really beautiful. But then we thought, well, we don't buy jewelry no one in our family does that sort of thing. We grew up poor. We can't do that, you know?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a leap. So we all just got, after we saw, we all got back in the van.
Even my wedding ring was like gold melted down from his grandmother's.
Yeah.
Thing. Like, we didn't have to buy it, you know?
We get back into the van with the tour guide and Sam hands Serene the beautiful opal necklace and the earrings.
Oh, yes.
And it was just, it was really precious because how many years have you been married?
Oh, a good 26.
Okay, she doesn't know. So
yeah, something like
long
that.
Time.
I could count it if you gave me a chance.
But Serene was just so overcome, and I said to myself in my head, I bet she won't take this off because whatever Serene does, she really does.
Yeah,
she does. If she pours a little cumin in the soup, she pours a lot of cumin in the soup. And I thought in my head, she's not going to take this jewelry off because it means so much to her. That her husband would do this.
Mm-hmm.
And she put it on Have you taken?
I wear it in the shower.
She wears it in her gym clothes. Mm-hmm. Every day during Mexico, she'd be in like casual gear. She works out. The chubby necklace and the earrings are still on. And, you know, so then I went home. Serene was still stuck in Mexico.
Like a little kid when it gets its new thing. You know, it's just like you just carry
it. But I'm going to bring a point soon, okay?
This is good enough.
So, you know, I would say I was back here in America. Serene was there for another week with her family. And then they got stuck there for a few days. And, you know, so we've got this group, Treasure Hunters. It's a private group. But Serene was in there doing her lives. Every day she was wearing that stinking jewelry. I'm like, oh, my goodness, she's still wearing it. You know, at one point I'm like, come on, Serene.
You know that? Do you know the end of the story that he brought me more?
No, I did not know
so
that.
So we went to this Mexican, you know, Mr. Leonzo's.
Yes.
Like, you know, like big.
He has a restaurant there in Mazatlan, yeah. There.
And so they had that silver factory.
Oh, yes.
At the outside. And so we went in there and Sam saw this ring.
Oh, it matches.
That matches.
What?
And
nice.
A bracelet that matches. But I can't wear that yet because it had a clasp that's. Oh. It's fallen off me twice. And Sam's like, ooh, we're going to get that clasp fixed. But anyway, it means so much to me, this little ring and the bracelet too, because it was already above and beyond.
Yeah.
Like his personality to do the earrings or the neck. It was already, it spoke to me of his just love. And then when he did this reminds me of like his the fullness, like of his whole heart, because
the completion.
It wasn't enough. He wanted to he said, you got to deck the whole, like there's got to be something on the finger and the wrist. I want it like all places. And so whenever I look down at it, I think of like just because, you know, and right now in our life, we don't have money to throw around either. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of just like, oh my goodness, like it was above and beyond. Anyway.
No,
I think the men listening, if they are, should just be taking
notes.
Well,
I think there's something really special because Sam has not been like a jewelry person that he buys it for you.
Or a flower buyer.
He's not. I mean, he you know. I love watching Sam and Serene's relationship. It's something that is a very beautiful, precious marriage that they have both sparked into what it is. You know, I think you were two young people and you came together and you just said, we will love. And you have loved and you have believed love. And this represents that. I saw when Serene put that on, you know, she's like, we're 26 years into marriage and he hasn't been, you know, this person that's bought this all for me. And now after all these years, he buys it. And I could just tell what was going on in Serene's head. And it said, every time she wears it, it speaks of what they've built.
Yes.
It says, I am loved. It says, we are love. And look who you are to me. And every time I know that when you put that on, you know you were loved. It's a visual representation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is. You're totally right.
And you shout it to the world.
It's not just a necklace to me. It has so much meaning. And I told that to him about this. I'm like, it's not just a ring. Like, I will not take it off. It's not a fashion statement. It's not a decoration.
No, it's not. It's it is a visual representation of what you and Sam have built. And when you look at it and you're declaring it, you're declaring it to yourself all day long. When you look at that, I am loved. It speaks. It says. Mm-hmm. It's the banner over your head. You know, it's the banner that you're wearing.
I have a question because I need this now, okay? Is I already know that the price is irrelevant, right? But real jewelry just costs a lot more, okay? It's more quality built. It's not going to the clasp won't break as easily. You can go and add to it later because it's an actual jewel that has a color that's sort of like set by nature. So you can be in a whole nother country and find opal or name that. What is that?
Mexican fire opal.
Fire opal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you find Mexican fire opal, 20 years later, it's going to match that necklace. So obviously price means quality. It means lasting. It means that, you know, this is going to look good with future outfits, right?
It's not. I don't even care if it clashes. I wear it clashing usually. Right.
But typically something that nice.
I don't even take it off if I wear a choke neck.
Do you take it off when you sleep though?
No, most time I forget.
Yeah. And I think sometimes something I'll to do it with it time. Was, Danny, it's not that it was, obviously you can buy jewelry a lot more than several hundred dollars, right? Sometimes it's thousands. But I think because it is quality and it's real. It's also another layer of what they've built.
But I want to know, is the price, you knew that it was sort of
frivolous money, like too much for where we're at right now, budget wise.
At the time, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
it shouldn't have been spent at the time.
Are you conscious? It has that impacted at all how you feel about it? Is what
it shouldn't have, but yeah, it felt sacrificial.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. So that because that is the data I'm looking for.
It felt sacrificial, but it's not really the main thing. The main thing is that he actually took the second thought to go ahead and do it. So you might have a bucket thought, maybe like, oh, that'd be nice to buy that for somebody. But then it's just that bucket thought and it flew in and it flew out.
Yeah, but if it was 10 bucks, if it was 10 bucks and you're like, oh yeah, get it. I don't know that the impact would be the same. I think you had to walk away from it. And that's what I'm trying to make sure.
I never even asked him to buy it for me. So it's not like he had the idea himself.
He just noticed you liked it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Notes taken. Yeah. Notes taken.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. And I think, you know, I think it wouldn't have even meant as much if he was a jewelry buyer or if he did this periodically. This is the first time he's ever done this. And I think that's why it spoke so much, because at this time of their season, you know, of their life, when they've been through, you know, we all go through things, every relationship, and they've been through that. Mm-hmm. And what they've built is strong. Mm-hmm. And what they've built is something that that love has built. I mean, you built it, Serene.
We together, yeah.
Together, you and Sam have built this beautiful thing. You know, when I watch you and you and Sam, and you've built, I mean, romance. I mean, it's like you're, you know, young honeymooners in love. But that's something that you've cultivated too. Mm-hmm. And so here's where I want to make the leap. You, when I saw you and I was like back at home here and I saw you on one of the lives with your crazy necklace on, still on, I thought to myself, but you know what? That is powerful. Because you are telling yourself every day, declaring something to yourself about your marriage, about who you are. You're saying, I am loved.
I also leave it on for him too.
Yes, to him, yeah. To see that you appreciate it, yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. And to saying, you know, I am loved. Our marriage has worth. And you declare it all day long to everyone you meet. This is, you know, a declaration. And I thought to myself, showing ourselves things is very powerful. Mm-hmm. And now I want to make the leap and bring it back to Trim Healthy. And our lives.
Make that leap.
And our health. We have to look at the good in our lives and show it. Mm-hmm. So, Serene, honestly, you could have received that jewelry and put it somewhere and just thought, oh, how nice, right? Mm-hmm. But you actually use it. I mean, you make it a powerful, powerful exclamation point in your life.
Well, it was. Like, I actually, when I'm writing the book, I'm in my room writing a book right now, I'll even like touch it. Mm-hmm. And there's messages going to my brain about our marriage, not about the jewelry.
No.
About our marriage.
It's not about the jewelry.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to say. So these, and it can be a relationship. It can be many things. But what we focus on and what we declare and what we choose to highlight, right? You've chosen to highlight this to say, our love is strong. I am loved. Look what we've built. It is beautiful. And I will show it to everyone. I'll declare it. I'll declare it to myself. All my cells in my body will know I am loved because I'm wearing this shiny blue thing every day that represents something so beautiful. You know, and I thought to myself, what are we showing ourselves all day long? Mm-hmm. If we want something in our lives, like a strong marriage, but let's say we want a strong, you know, life of health and strength and vigor. What are we showing ourselves about it? Like when you open your fridge, are the things in there shouting things to you? Are they saying something about your life? Or are they kind of just like hiding in the background and they're not? And that's just what I thought. You know, when we see things about ourselves, it's like what that guy, James Clear, who wrote the book Atomic Habits, right? He calls it, what does he call it? He calls it environment design. When we design our environment with visual clues about who we are and about our habits and about what we would do, it becomes incredibly more powerful than when our lives just look humdrum. And we don't see what we are about.
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting you're saying that because I love to open my fridge from time to time, look at the homemade kraut, mm-hmm. look at the special tahini that I know is like first, you know.
Tells you who you are.
Yeah. And I look at the things in there and I'm like, oh, that's right. This, I'm about all this.
Yeah, we don't all have to be kefir makers, but when I see my kefir fermenting in my cupboard, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a girl who looks after her gut. Man, that's great. I love that I look after my gut. I love that I'm about that, you know? And, you know, when another thing is our cart, we've talked about, we've had episodes here on the party about grocery carts, right? And trying not to be too judgmental, you know, and our cart is so awesome. But I think putting things in our cart and being proud of them, not having to be perfect. Of course, some corn chips going sometimes for that party, or what do you have to buy something for your husband? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking when you've got beautiful greens and bright berries and you've got proteins in your cart, you know, and you walk around. Have you ever felt the pride of it, Dan?
Swelling my chest.
And it's a good pride, right? It's like, oh, yeah. This is who I am.
Yeah, I judged everyone.
Yeah, that comes
like
at
when
first.
You're a rookie, right? When you're first getting in the grocery store and you're cart is bursting with greens and blues from the blueberries and all this color, and then you see like Mama Taupe over there.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, everything's
and
taupe.
It's all taupe.
Yeah, Diet Coke, bread, pasta, cereal,
taupe,
potato
taupe.
Chips.
It's like the bar at a hotel when the food is free in the morning.
Yeah.
The what do they call that? The breakfast. Continental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the continental.
What is that? By the continental, like yeah. But what's
bagel,
that word mean?
Waffle.
Yeah. Is it an attempt at saying hash like brown. Taste of the world, like continental, intercontinental, like a global spread of
I think
a feast.
It means not cooked.
And it's all taupe. It's just this taupe Cheerio stuff. Anyways, yeah, I was judgy at first.
I know, but once you get over that judgy and you just do it for your identity, you do it because you it's
you know
part
what?
Of you.
It's sort
how
of,
does it feel?
It's sort of the secret discipline too, because if I put like wrong stuff in the cart and then it ends up in the fridge or in the cupboard, and then I'm feeling peckish at 11, I'm never going to grab that carrot. Yeah. I find it's very helpful to just not even have the options in the house.
It is.
Because you think in your head, I'm going to have these options and rarely will I just dip into the stuff that's not best for me. Mm-hmm. But the truth is you the carrots go bad.
I know the carrots
you'll
go bad.
Always
get, other things.
It's brain chemistry. You're always going to grab the easier, quicker, carbier, fattier, nuttier.
Have you ever like put your stuff through, you know, the checkout and like they'll have, you know, whoever the person is doing it comments on your food?
Oh, the commenters.
It's,
sometimes
it's
I like
beautiful,
it.
Right?
It's beautiful,
right?
It can be. Sometimes I'm not in the mood for it.
Really? Because I love it when they say, oh, you eat really healthy.
It's sort of like looking in my underwear drawer.
Really? I love it.
Oh, no, I don't mind it at all.
Typically,
yeah, don't mind it.
I like bring it on, you know, because I feel like I'm impressing them.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, where's this? I'm like, yeah, you wouldn't
but
know.
But isn't it? I think it's fine. I don't think we have to be prideful. I just think we're declaring to the world that we're someone who loves our health journey. And we're saying it to ourselves and we're saying it to the world. And it's like Serene wearing that jolly necklace every day. You know, I love my husband. I am loved by my husband. And I mean, it's the same thing, right? Unless you have an area of your house dedicated to where you would do some exercise, you're not going to. You have to see it.
Yeah.
I've got a bunch of weights upstairs and I know they're there. I see them. They tell me things.
They can't be in the closet.
No, they tell me what I do.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, I've so made the jump with you, Pearl, because I totally am a prop person. Mm-hmm. Props speak to me about my lifestyles, because if I put on my special shoes that I weightlift in the morning on my days that I know I'm going to be lifting, they're speaking to my cells the whole time. I feel like a weightlifter. I look down, I look like one. Like it's like in my head, I'm part of the gang, the tribe of people that do this, and I'm wearing the. I know you don't have to wear the stuff.
No, but it helps.
It helps.
It's declaring something.
It really does.
You know, I do have to say something about yoga pants, right? You know what I mean? Okay, you can go to the supermarket, like in Franklin, Tennessee, every woman is in the yoga pants. But guess what? And some people think, oh, it's a little bit immodest because they're showing their butt. But guess what?
Well, wear something around that when
they
you go to the store.
They just went and they worked out. You see, it's they are saying something about themselves.
Yeah.
Even though you can wear yoga pants and not work out, a lot of them do. They just came from the gym or they just came from their home and they did a workout and they're wearing the yoga pants because they're declaring something to themselves. Yes. I look after my body.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I'm the type that, you know, if I'm going to go out to the store, I'll just get like a long sleeve shirt and tie it around, you know, whatever. All people to their own selves. But at home, when I wear those yoga pants, Oh, I know I'm going to exercise. When I wear jeans, I might or might not.
I won't. Kind of, if I'm wearing jeans, I'm not.
Yes.
They're kind of the new stockings though, right? Yeah, yeah. Like women used to wear, I just did, I'm talking, which means the camera's cut on me and then I scratch my nose. And now I'm really aware of it.
I've been chewing all the little bits in my yuck yum, all the little bits of resistant starch and tiger nuts. Yeah. I've been like getting them out
like
of my
typically
teeth.
Now that we're videoing, when either of you are talking, it's like my time to be like, but then I just did it while I'm talking and this whole show's ruined. I don't even know what I was going to say. Pearl?
It was about the new stockings, you said.
Women used to wear stockings to sort of slim the legs, to perfect the legs, right? And now I think the yoga pant has taken over.
Yeah, the yoga pant has taken over.
I really feel like there are some things that women get to do that I know better, but would be cool if men could do it.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
See, I thought I was the only one. I thought I was an absolute strange bird because I would, during the day, open up my cupboards to just appreciate how healthy they looked or open up my fridge to appreciate it. And I'd even have little fantasies and I would fantasize that I was not there. And like I had some like person at home repair person come in and, you know, and was just repairing the house or whatever, the family was gone. And then they just decided to open the fridge and cupboards because I would do that.
Yeah.
And it tells you a lot about people. And I saw them opening up and saying, oh my goodness, these people are the healthiest people on earth. Like, these people, oh, I'm so inspired. Like, I fantasize that whole thing.
They are doing life right.
No, but it's just like, it speaks to me about what we do. I like to get the visual of my life.
Yeah,
I do.
Visual is so strong, right? What do we call it? And the memory pegs, Serene.
Yeah.
Memory pegs help us know who we are and they really cement something in us.
And is that why you've become a bed maker? Because when you make that bed and you walk and you see that beautiful marriage bed all decked out with its romantic duvet cover and it doesn't look like you're just like all it's like grot sheet fest. Like
bachelor no, pad there in are grot college.
Sheets but when it looks like this is the honeymoon suite, it holds good memories, right? And it speaks to you. It's the visual of.
Yeah, well, I never thought it like that because I always thought of making my bed as more like an organization peaceful thing. When my bed's unmade, I don't feel at peace.
Oh, when I see my bed made, I'm like, love, boudoir of heaven.
You think, you think the Song of Solomon
thoughts? Oh, straight away. I'm just like,
I think so. I'm still taking notes.
Yeah, I'm more so perhaps. Yeah. I think so.
Do you have the, at the corners, the posts that go up?
Oh, no.
A bit much.
That would.
No, I would love that.
That would definitely be Serene.
I have had my mattress on the floor, so it's more Bedouin style, and then hung
with the
like
things.
Linens from the top, like draping down, so there's only like this little opening. It's almost like a Bedouin tent within the room. And then I tattooed with like black Sharpie all like the Song of Solomon.
But it all fell down, didn't it?
No, that was.
Oh, was that the one
situation.
You caught on fire?
Yeah. No, that was another situation.
Another situation.
Yeah, go back, what, like 4 years ago and listen to our Foxy Mama podcast?
Yeah, the when Serene caught something on fire. No, but I think of it, even just little simple things you can do to remind yourself of who you are and what you're doing is, I mean,
I really want to bring that point.
Okay, what?
If you want your marriage intimacy to go from a B to an A or a D to a C, whatever you want, I feel like the more little visuals you put of this is what we do here in this room.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like it helps.
It's like
but an
smoke
unmade
machine.
Bed can be very sexy too.
An unmade bed?
Only if it's very clean and white and hotel looking.
Yeah, that's a good
if it's
point.
It's like got one checkered sheet at the bottom and one floral one at the top. It's not working.
Yeah, the 80s floral unmade bed is sort of like stinky.
Listen,
like, do you smoke?
What?
That's what it says to me, like a floral unmade bed.
You're asking me, I'm like, shock.
No. The floral unmade
bed
is for smokers.
Yes, it is.
Listen, if you do want to, because you said, if you want to spice your marriage up, I'm just saying you need to get on some hormones.
Wait.
Well, talk.
How long have you been saying that?
Quite a while.
We have to preface. We're only 27 minutes in.
No, well, we'll have different hormone talks about that. But I was going to say before you stop me.
Oh, that was such a runoff.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, there are hormones. All right, I'll go into
it. Go for it.
I'm just saying that You know, we've been talking about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and we've been talking about how we plan to launch our own Trim Healthy Medical place where a woman can come, men can come, get trustworthy, proper, effective help for hormones, right? It's a huge, huge need.
Men and women.
Men and women. Yes.
But before you have the facility, are you going to have products?
It's not a facility. It's a system. It's a system. It's going to be online, doctors, everything.
Telemed.
How soon? Because we're good, but clock's ticking, right?
Yeah, clock's ticking. Soon this year. Anyway.
We're ways off.
You know, people say to me all the time, because Serena and I, especially in our Treasure Hunters group, now we get so many questions that we answer. So many of them are hormone questions. Like some of them are like, but Pearl, I'm on BHERT already and I'm not really feeling different, or I have this problem. There's bioidentical hormone replacement therapy and so many practitioners are prescribing it, and it's like they don't know what they're doing. It's like Trim Healthy Mama, right? Mm-hmm. You can do Trim Healthy Mama and all you might eat is
cream cheese
cheesecakes. And you call it Trim Healthy Mama.
Yeah, you do the Pinterest version.
It's not Trim Healthy Mama.
No, it's not.
Trim Healthy Mama is whole foods from the earth, where you're getting your carbs and you're getting your best of your proteins and you're getting your veggies, and it's plant strong and it's wonderful protein strong and it's smart.
Yes. And the crossovers when you do them are so smart.
And it's
smarty-pants.
A whole world away. And I understand when you first start, you know, you might come to Trim Healthy Mama and have some, you know, cheesecake, and you're like, I'm doing Trim Healthy Mama. That's fine. That's a great entrance way. And it's the same thing with bioidentical hormones. There's an entrance to it where you first have to get optimized, and that can take a while. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a right practitioner, it can never happen. Mm-hmm. And so all I'm saying is I've been on bioidentical hormones now for, is it 2.5 years? Mm-hmm. And there's layer upon layer of optimizing them. And I'm just saying, for a spicy marriage, you can get to certain places where it's so fantastic when you get your estrogen optimized and your testosterone optimized. And you can go back to when you were 18, and so can your husband, and be on honeymoon forever.
And then you have the special hobby between you, you know?
Now, is it – I know about this hobby. Now, is this like – I've worked with men's clinics.
Yeah, you have. Okay. You've been like a spokesperson or interview.
Yeah, helping them with media and things like that. And I've learned about, like, they just do shots and things like that. Is this what you're talking about? Is it like tea shots?
Well, for men, it would be tea shots or tea creams or any way to optimize the testosterone when it's not
in
great range.
So there's creams and shots. But
there's,
you're going to do
mediums.
Classic, like, what's happening now. Yes.
Above what's happening.
Yeah,
now.
Like very cutting edge things. Very cutting edge.
Okay. But we're
because
talking
really,
needles.
You know, when we first.
No, not necessarily.
We're talking what? Sorry?
It can be a capsule. It can be a cream. You don't have to do
a
needle.
So there's all sorts of approaches.
Yeah. Oh, so many. We're going to have so many options.
For women, if it's ever a needle, it's just sub-Q. It's like a little pinprick.
It depends on budget. Stuff. It depends upon your lifestyle. It depends upon what you want, you know.
But all bioidentical.
Exactly. Like, the body knows exactly what to do with it. The body said, this is normal, healthy.
But think
hormones.
About it. You know, when Serena and I first wrote our Trim Healthy book, like over 10 years ago now, hormones were a big part of it even then.
Yeah.
Like, with this, it's just coming full circle for us, because one of the biggest, you know, several chapters of that book were about hormones.
Yeah.
And about bioidentical hormones, even though we just loved them, but we hadn't really applied them in our own lives. Mm-hmm. But now we're all starting to get to those ages where our hormones are declining, so they're in the need. But I don't even know how we got to that.
Well, I do want to say this, because we're talking about, like, you know, a visual of your bedroom, you know, like the visuals are good.
Danny just is no longer on camera.
Yes.
But, our cameras are heating up, people.
But I do want to say this, you know, what was I going to say? It was going to be really good.
It's about the bedroom.
No, actually, it wasn't. It was about, people, if you're listening and you're a first time listener to the Trim Healthy Pod, and you're like, freak out, what are they talking about? You know, this sounds so unnatural. Well, you know, we just want to be good farmers of our soil, of health, right? You know, what does a farmer do? He amends the soil. If it's lacking a certain thing, he's like, okay, well, I'm going to enrich it with this. I'm going to put some lime in the soil, or I'm going to put some, you know, fish compost or whatever to really enrich it. And when there's been depletion of that soil, you buy jingos. He's going to, you know, get it back up to snuff. That's what we do with our bodies. You know, it's like, okay, if our body has become depleted in a very important thing that keeps us in our prime, hormones are what keep you in your prime. You know, you can be 70 odd and feel like you're in your prime when you have your hormones
optimized. People say to me, Sue, sometimes, well, isn't it natural? You know, we women, we go through menopause. Isn't it more natural to just go with that and let our hormones decline at that time, Pearl? Why would you put them back in when you actually, they actually run out? Well, I'm saying,
I've got a cap on my tooth. Should I have left it?
Okay. But I say this, especially after menopause, but perimenopause, especially after the age of 30, our muscle mass declines every single year. So should we just go with it and allow our muscles to atrophy, not strength train, because that's the natural way of things, that they will get atrophied and we will break a hip and we will die? Or do we contend, baby? And do we contend, just strength train and bring them back and put things back in that we're losing? I say contend.
Yes, I say contend too. You know, and men weren't born with a razor for their beard. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, you know, so it's people, if you're going to go just the natural route, don't shave your beard. Don't color your hair. Don't put an implant in if your front tooth falls out.
Yeah.
Because it's not natural. Maybe you shouldn't wear clothes either.
Hey, but back to the whole visual thing. I had one more thing to say. Setting things up in your kitchen that remind you of who you are. I'm not trying to sell our products. You could use other products, but things on your counter. Like, okay, my Trim Healthy bags of stuff are all in a basket, but it works for me. I like my basket. Some people put them in beautiful canisters. So they're right there. They say how you cook, who you are, what you do to your body. It's the same thing, Serene, when you open your cup and you see your ferments, right? Mm. These things are visual for
us. I wish they could flow out of like you know, if you ever go to like a like ice cream shop and like they have like these flow containers that are all gravity fed and you like twist the knob and like jelly beans come out and then you just add the topping. Yeah. That would be so dope to
but
have like
it wouldn't
like a
be
kit.
Good for a baker because you need to scoop your 1 teaspoon or your 1 tablespoon.
But can you just put a teaspoon under and go blink?
And then you'll waste so much product.
Because it'll flow over?
Yeah, it will.
I think you guys should have a fight.
Yeah, thanks for the bad suggestion.
No, I'm suggesting well, a potential.
We have to end better now.
A product.
Now we have to go back to a point.
Oh, we don't need a point. We're done. 34 minutes in and our cameras are getting too hot. Anyway, you and your necklace, you're cute. And I leaped and it was
and
all
blah,
good.
Blah, blah, blah.
Then I'll be true nothing, mama, to stay.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.